This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the mergers and acquisition file this week, the rental real estate market. Mid-America Apartment Communities is buying the apartment giant Post Properties for about $4 billion. That'll get the combined firm more than 100,000 rental units, mostly in the South. And with scale like that comes the ability to take advantage of rising home prices, which is to say a greater need for apartments as more Americans stay put and just rent. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports now on the rise of a permanent renter class.
When Lindsay Brady was a teenager, she had big hopes for her 30-year-old self.
Yeah, I thought like when I turned 30, I would have a lot of my life together. And in many ways, I do. I, you know, I feel like really stable and comfortable in my career. And
she loves Chicago and her job as a librarian. But Brady's still renting and has two roommates. By now, she thought she'd own a house.
The reality of having student loans and having debt wasn't really apparent to me at the time.
Brady also got a little spooked by the financial crisis.
My parents own a home, but they, you know, were kind of underwater in their mortgage.
The nation's home ownership rate, that's the percentage of homes owned by the people who live in them, is at a 50-year low, down to about 63%. On the flip side,
we've had, you know, an increase of over 8 million renters, almost 9 million renters in the past 10 years.
Daniel McHugh is with Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, and he says a lot of renters are renting longer. Home prices are up, incomes not so much, and it's tough to qualify for a mortgage.
There's been a tightening up. It's harder. You have to, you know, more people have to save for a bigger down payment.
Meanwhile, with all those renters, costs are soaring. Rents are at an 8-year high. Lawrence Yoon, an economist with the National Association of Realtors, says declining home ownership,
it widens inequality. Homeowners, they build wealth through their houses as home prices rise.
Yoon says the vast majority of renters still plan to own a home one day. Lindsay Brady wants to, but she still has those student loans and just bought a 2012 silver Subaru. She says there won't be any more big investments until she unloads some of her debt.
Or I win the lottery.
Always an option. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.